Do you think an agent should always be trying to learn all the nuances of code and marketing, or do you think they should just focus on selling?
Man, even at the end of the day, I'm not learning all the nuances of code and you know, the inner workings of it. You know, if I come upon a task that I know is going to take some time to do, I've got people that I can send it over to and say, hey, you know what? You are the one that totally understands the code. I don't feel like coding anymore. So I think there's a lot that comes down to really playing to someone's strengths. I talked to a lot of agents and they realized, you know, after trying to go out and do so much of it themselves and learn all those nuances, and it's okay, well, you better understand, you know, all right, well, how does a Facebook ad work? What are all the pieces that go together to do that? How are you going to set up your tracking and what's going to help out with conversions once you get to the landing page? All these technical stuff that by the time they've learned all that, well, there's no time left to actually sell insurance.
What is up? Welcome back to CA Power Player Podcast. I'm your host, Cody Haskins, and today we have a special guest, man. I'm actually in our new office building in a private area. My studio's not totally done yet, but I'm excited to be with these couple of cats, man. Like, they've done some amazing things with RL Virtual Marketing. Please welcome Ron Jones and Wes Peden. What is up, gentlemen?
Not too much. Just staying busy.
So Cody, actually, you know, so Wes is in his new place as well. So I'm the only still hanging back with, you know, the old timers in my old building. So
decorating is on the to-do list. Maybe we'll put something on the wall one of these days.
There you go. And what parts of the world are you guys both in today?
So I'm coming in from Kentucky. So I always tell people right between Nashville and Louisville. So if you draw a line to the middle, that's about where we're at.
I love it. That's a beautiful part of the country, man. I love it. Yeah. How about you, Ron?
Yeah. So I'm just southwest of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex in a little town called Granbury, Texas.
I love it. And like, what got y'all into what you're doing now? Like, how long you been? Maybe each of you go for a second, but like, how long you been doing this? What have you done? And what do you do now? And how do you bring value to your audience today, I guess?
So yeah, let me go ahead and start, if you don't mind, so I can let Wes have the majority of the time, because they've heard from me before. But, you know, of course, I've been in the insurance industry for a long time. And in 2016, and some of you have heard my story, you know, I had a state manager come in and tell me that I was a dinosaur in the business. And so, you know, I kind of scratched my head and was thinking, you know, I've spent 10 years. I was number one in recruiting. I was number one in retention. And of course, that made me number one in sales. And he's telling me that I'm a dinosaur. And I thought at that time, I thought, well, you know what? Maybe it's time for me to move on. I spent about 6 months in what I consider to be retirement, which I refer to now as hell. And so, I got back into the business, but I wanted to get into the side of the business of really helping agencies and helping agents. And that's what leads me to how Wes and I came together, because I was a mess when it came to the marketing side of this. I understood insurance. I understand insurance agents. I understand the way they tick, and I understand that part of it. I understand their needs, but when it came to the marketing side to it, I think that God just plopped Wes into my life, and it truly was a miracle the way that happened. And so I'll turn it over to you, Wes, as to your side to this story.
The other rest of the story. A lot of the reason why I've been dealing with technology since I was a little bitty. I remember writing some of my first computer code when I was like 7 or 8 years old, just copying out of a magazine, figuring out how stuff worked. Wow. That led to later on getting a computer science degree and saying, hey, I'm really interested in the programming. And then I got a job as a programmer and sat in the back office and didn't really look at the sun much and didn't really talk to most people during the day. And I'm like, you know what? I need a little more interaction than this. So that kind of led to, I actually did youth ministry for about 6 years, doing that full time, talking to people all the time. And what I kind of found now is kind of that the mix between the two. So I'm able to kind of sit back in the office, sit down and focus on a project, you know, solving some marketing issues, trying to figure out, you know, how best to get people through the front door, how to automate a lot of that process. But I also have a chance to have more human interaction, to go out and meet up with local businesses that are trying to succeed. And that's kind of what led me to working with Ron. Was he was saying, hey, I need someone to help out with marketing. And I was doing a bunch of stuff on Upwork at that time, just doing some freelance type deal. And we got to talking and quickly realized we had something really, really cool. And it's just going to work out best to partner up on that. And that's been back, what, 2019 that we first started working together, Ron?
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's been working very, very well. Met a ton of really cool people, gone out and hosted several conferences, or set up at several conferences, and just really enjoy the kind of the balance between, you know, being able to come in and help out. And a lot of that really does stem from trying to help out other folks. Because at the end of the day, you know, we're not succeeding unless our partners are succeeding. So if we can get people to the door, if we can get people with them to talk to, if we can help take what they're doing and improve it, make it better, make it more streamlined, more efficient, and give them where they can be more effective, then we've got ourselves a customer that's going to stick around for a very long time.
Yeah, for sure. And I love that you share your background, because, man, prospecting, marketing, understanding digital marketing and marketing in general and getting in front of people is the lifeblood of our industry. That's the number one thing people struggle with, which is why they're going to enjoy this interview. How important is it to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to this? And kind of caveat to that, do you think an agent should always be trying to learn all the nuances of code and marketing, or do you think they should just focus on selling?
Man, even at the end of the day, I'm not learning all the nuances of code and you know, the inner workings of it. You know, if I come upon a task that I know is going to take some time to do, I've got people that I can send it over to and say, hey, you know what? You are the one that totally understands the code. I don't feel like coding anymore. So I think there's a lot that comes down to really playing to someone's strengths. I talked to a lot of agents, and they realized, you know, after trying to go out and do so much of it themselves and learn all those nuances, and it's okay, well, you better understand, you know, all right, well, how does a Facebook ad work? What are all the pieces that go together to do that? How are you going to set up your tracking, and what's going to help out with conversions once you get to the landing page? All these technical stuff that by the time they've learned all that, well, there's no time left to actually sell insurance. I mean, true. So one of the things that I've really had to learn to focus on, because I was in that trap 100% when I first got started. I'm like, I need to know how to do every single thing. But if that's what you're trying to do, you're not going to be good at any of it. So one of the things I've been learning is how to delegate, how to find people that are really, really strong, how to even train up some people, just to help close those gaps and let me really focus on what I think I'm good at.
Yeah, I love that. Ron, how good is he at what he does too?
Wow. Well, as you know, and I've told you this before, really, there is none better in the industry. And I know he's very modest when it comes to that. And he's told me, quit telling people that. But it really, truly is true.
He's blushing right now.
I can't take it.
When the experts in the industry, when it really comes down to it, and I'm not just talking about people that are in the insurance industry when it comes to technology, but I'm talking about people that are in the marketing industry, when it comes down to it and they have a challenge, they will go to Wes and ask him, because he's either done it before, or like he said, he knows somebody that knows how to get those things done. So if you ask me, and you are obviously, and so the answer to that is really there's none better as far as talent wise goes from a marketing standpoint. So something else that kind of goes with that and goes right along with what you were just talking about. And Cody, you and I are on the same page with that. And where, you know, we see agents out there all the time, and they think they have to know. First of all, when they first get into the industry, they think they have to know everything about what it is that they're selling. And, you know, so some, what you have to tell them is, hey, get out there and do it. We'll figure this thing out. You know, you've got to get out there. You've got to, because you only have that short window. And so, and of course, then you have that shiny object syndrome, but So not, but not just from the aspect of, from an insurance perspective, but they also don't need to know, because we do have people like Wes out there that can help them to take care of those things, so that if they're new in the industry, they can focus on the things that they need to learn how to sell. And then if they're been in the industry for some time and they're good at selling, that just means that they can even be better at it, because they could spend more time doing that. And so, and then to take that one step even further than that is, you know, a lot, there are other companies out there that use the same type of CRM that we use. And but some of the differences that set us apart even from them, one of them is that we do have Wes, but we also have Wes's marketing experience. And then you have my insurance experience, where we built a CRM that has all the components that a recruiter needs as an insurance recruiter. We have all the components that are needed to follow up on the leads once the leads have been generated. And we're not one of those where it's where you do it yourself, because we truly do believe that those agents and even the recruiters need to be doing the recruiting side to it. Mm-hmm. Whatever aspect of that is in the insurance industry, they need to be doing what it is that they do best. That's why that we're more of a concierge type service, where we do work side by side with the agencies from the recruiting standpoint. And then we work side by side with those agents when it comes mm-hmm. to the lead generation, where we generate the leads for them. We follow through with them. We help them in the process of how to follow up with those leads once they're in.
Because like we were saying, you know, you're never going to become an expert in every single thing. And that's why, like Ron was saying, when someone comes in to work with us, we never just hand them the keys and say, you know, go get it. And say, all right, make sure you set up your calendar right. Make sure you set up all these different things correctly. They're going to hop on what usually winds up being at least an hour demo setup call, training call, where we go through and we make sure everything plugs in correctly. We make sure that their calendars connect properly. We make sure that they're getting all the alerts and heads up that they need to be receiving. I mean, we've had customers stick around, even though they had some other tools that do what we do, because they're like, you know what? I've got a Wes over here. If I have a question, we can hop on a Zoom call, sort it out, and make sure it all works. And that's one of the things that I want to make sure that they're well taken care of. So do we have thousands of clients? Absolutely not, because I don't have time to keep up with 1,000 clients. I'd rather make sure that the ones we do work with are well taken care of. I know that what they have is working well. And if they have any questions about it, you will hop on a lot of times a Zoom, just like we're doing now, just to walk through and make sure that it's taken care of and it's working for them.
I love that. There's so many agents and agencies where they feel like they just get neglected, or they're a number, or they don't get like mm-hmm. a concierge type experience, which I love that you do. Like, what do y'all do? Who do you help? What type of leads? Like, let's kind of dive into some of that a little bit, or maybe some case studies of some, you know, clients that have done well.
Oh, absolutely. An ideal person to work with us is someone who at least has a little bit of an idea of what they want to do. You know, so if they say, hey, you know, I know I'm targeting final expense leads. If they're targeting that, we can dial it in, say, hey, let's build a campaign that's going to bring those people through the door. It's going to send out all the reminders and conversations with them. It's really going to help to build that person up and have them nurtured by the time you get to that setup meeting with them. So someone like that, you know, if they're brand new out the gate, again, We can typically help, but I'm going to make sure that they know what they want before we decide to work together. In fact, you know, if we're on a strategy call trying to determine if that's the case, I'm going to spend about half my time trying to talk them out of what we do.
He will.
And if I can talk them out of it, then, well, they probably need to get a little bit more under their belt before they come on. But if they've got it really tied in, they know what they're trying to do, then we can really help target that, dial it in. So whether that be the lead generation, we do a lot of things, agents that are working with like infinite banking type areas. So they're using those IULs or some of them have software behind it. We've got leads dialed in very, very well for that. In addition, like recruiters, if they say, you know what, I want to get more people on the team. We've got tons and tons of data. We're paying tens of thousands of dollars a year for, to where if you're an insurance agent, I probably have your home address on a file on my desktop, not in a creepy way, but that means if I'm,
but actually it is kind of creepy, but
there's a lot of data.
And so Cody, and of course, you know, you've invited me to your house before, you know, when we were in Springfield before, but so I do have your address, but what's really scary is anybody that even were to respond to this, if it, you know, on YouTube, wherever we are, and we could actually, through our system, I can have everything on them. All they have to do is give me their name, basically, and within minutes, less than minutes, I could know their home address, I could know their office address, I can know their appointments, I can know their how long they've had their license.
Ron, you went and made it creepy.
I know I had to. But
the background for that, though, is
what's very important about that is when we're talking about recruiters, it's really important, because if you're wanting to identify and you're wanting a certain type of candidate, we can help them to get that type of candidate on their calendar. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, even to the point of age, we can get it to the number of years that they've been in the business, if they've been in the business a short period of time, long period of time, if they have their PNC, or if they just mm-hmm. have a health and life, or if they just have life, or whatever the case may be. And so it could be creepy. It's not in this case, because what we are doing is wanting to identify and be able to help those recruiters so that they can really have the, instead of wasting their time sitting in front of a computer all day long doing interviews mm-hmm. with people that, first of all, don't have enough money to do this business, that really shouldn't be in this business to begin with, or, you know, going on Indeed or ZipRecruiter or whatever, you know, and they're just on a hope and a prayer that they're going to be able to find a good candidate. Mm-hmm. We actually go right to that source and find those right candidates for them.
And I'm never an in-your-face kind of advertiser or marketer. I'm not going to like sit there and like, hey, listen, 10,000 text messages to all the people on this list. That's a right. good way to get your phone numbers blacklisted and just find yourself in trouble with fines and whatnot. What we tend to do is we'll actually say, hey, let's put out some advertising. Let's put those folks in remarketing lists or custom audiences or whatever. That way, they're going to see the information about whoever we're helping to recruit. And then the people that are interested, they're going to raise their hand. They're going to click through, ask for more information. I'm never an in your face. I don't like that myself. I'm not going to do that for other folks, because at the end of the day, you're just going to wind up annoying the folks that don't want to see it. But I do want to make sure that we put it in front of the right.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, Wes, because that is very important to us. Our marketing is very passive, but it's kind of passive aggressive. I would like to call it passive assertive.
Because
we really are targeting them from a marketing standpoint. And, you know, and I'm sure, you know, Cody, you get messages or you get ads and you see the ads, and sometimes you might even think, I was thinking about that. How did I get that? And so that's kind of what we're doing in this case.
I thought maybe we could try some passive aggressive ads. Click the button below, or don't, you know, whatever.
it may work. You never know. Well, if our audience wants to continue to learn more about RL virtual marketing and actually talk to you guys, what should they do?
Honestly, our website's a great place to go. You know, the rlvirtualmarketing.com. And if you want to speak with either one of us, our calendar links are incredibly complicated and difficult to think of. It's rlvirtualmarketing.com/Ron or /Wes, depending on who you want to talk to. And either one of those, that'll put you straight to a calendar, the same type of calendar that we use for our clients to help them book with either recruits or leads that want to pick a time to talk. And that'll send you a few reminders, but it also let us know, and we'll pop up a Zoom meeting at that time, and we'll be free for a good chat.
That's perfect, buddy. I appreciate you sharing that. That's great. I'm excited for that. Also, if anyone's watching, you're like, hey, dude, I want to learn about what they're doing, you can click the link in the description or go to rlvirtualmarketing.com. Ron and Wes, thank you so much for joining us today, and I appreciate you being on the Power Player Podcast. Yeah. Ron, good to have you back. Wes, welcome to your first time.
Appreciate it. Good being here.
Yeah, man. Thank you guys so much, man. Appreciate you guys. Appreciate what you're doing. Appreciate you helping agents get in front of people, which is so important. And thank you guys for listening to the Power Player Podcast. We will see you on the next episode. Adios.
Hey, if you enjoyed this, I got another one you're going to love. It's right there. Click on it. See you in there.
I'm so excited for today's CA Power Player Podcast. I'm your host, Cody Askins. We got a special guest. He is back on the channel talking about how to sell life insurance from home. Here's what I love about this person. Yeah, I'm telling you, this will be one of the best.